The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. Here, KCNR with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 3rd of March. Yay! We got through February, kind of. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, Christina is here. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Who was in here last yesterday?
Me.
You. Okay. Did you vacuum the offices?
Yes, as always.
Nope. You don't vacuum the offices. Yeah.
I'm joking.
Okay.
Happy Monday.
I'm just kidding. Do we have a national day out there?
Yes, we do. I really love this thing, but we'll try to spell it right in English.
Okay.
National Mulled wine. It's like a hot wine. Like
mulled wine. Okay, mulled wine. Really?
Yes, it's really popular in Ukraine and Europe, like a hot Litvin, it calls.
So mulled wine. It's warm. Do they put things in it?
Yes, they put like cinnamon, yeah. Honey.
Chives. Not chives. Cloves.
Yes, and also they put some like orange, and it's so good, especially if you're a bit sick in wintertime. You have some few seeds.
Well, if you drink enough of it, you don't feel sick anymore. Well, you might, you know, a little. Is this a holiday thing, or is it just all during the year?
During wintertime, I was.
During wintertime.
Yes, when it's cold.
Okay. Mulled wine.
And also today is National I Want You to Be Happy Day.
I Want You to Be Happy Day. Well, that's what I want. I want everybody to be happy today. Okay. Well, how about we start off today? With fog here in River City. But though it's going to clear up with sunny with a high near 61, and tonight a 30% chance of showers, and tomorrow showers likely. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, 50% chance of showers, but partly sunny with a high near 50. Oh, it's going to be in the 50s this week, my friends, until you get to Friday, then sunny with a high of 65. And Sunday, Saturday, mostly sunny, and Sunday, a chance of showers again. So we're just going to be, you know, off and on with showers and sunlight. So yeah, it's okay. As long as we get to see the sun at some point of the week, and we do today. And let me see, the showers tonight after 4 a.m., so it's going to be tomorrow morning. Yeah, not too bad. Some sun, mainly, you know, a lot of showers, some sun, showers. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, been doing this for about 30 years. Into the third generation of the Kinney family running that. They treat their customers so well. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans, just really good people down there. Chuck and Judy are just really take care not only of their family but their customers, but they do a lot of great things for our community here in Shasta County. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Are you part of the Reading Citizen Bike Patrol? Do you have a bike?
No, but I was thinking this year kind of to start more biking for hikes.
Yeah, biking's good. The Reading residents have volunteered to be a part of the Reading Police Department Citizen Bike Patrol. And it's a city-sanctioned group that rides the trail, both to, you know, enjoy the beauty and keep in shape. And they keep watch over public safety at the leafy spot. Or on the trail that's so popular with people. They do not have law enforcement powers. said Police Sergeant Travis Brand, who heads the volunteer bike team. They carry city-issued ID cards and wear bright blue reflective vests that read Citizen Bike Patrol while on duty. They must have their own bike, complete training on prioritizing the calls they make to police, be 18 or older, and pass a background check. They're not supposed to take action, but to be a good witness and try to help things go smoothly. Well, out there, if they see something, then they can call the police and the police bike patrol or other units. I think it's a good idea. Citizens on patrol. They don't call them that, cop. I don't, and when I see those things, it takes me back to, that series of comedies on, about the police with, I'm trying to remember the name of it now, but they were stupid. But, citizens on patrol, and they enlisted a bunch of people to be citizens on patrol because they had the police force had been cut back. So why not? And why not? And the one guy who's been a volunteer, he says he's done over 120 miles, with half of them ridden along the river trails, part of his volunteer bike patrol duties. So there's three Reading police officers assigned to patrol the river trail. And during one of the joint rides, the Reading Police bike team officers cited seven people for illegal camping, according to the police department. It's one thing about illegal camping, that's something. It's if people are bothering people on that are walking or riding along there. So it's kind of cool to have that. Hooray for us. What other things we got going here? I've got a whole list of stuff. The Oscars. Academy Awards were last night. Did you know that?
No, I haven't. I think I missed it. But I was actually investigating the Oscar nomination movies this year.
Oh, yeah?
And there's a super cool movie with Angelina Jolie, the new one, about the singer, opera singer, how she was
Oh, yeah, Maria Callas.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so incredible. I really recommend you to watch it.
Well, you know what? Every year... There's, every year Linda likes to get there and watch the red carpet and all that kind of stuff, seeing what everybody's, wearing. And then, I've never gotten into the Academy Awards like that. But she enjoys it. So if she enjoys it, I watch it too. But last night, for some reason, it went right over our heads. We didn't know it was last night. I mean, I'd read something about it. I thought it was like next weekend. But, it was
already any results? Who won?
Oh yeah, I got all that stuff as soon as I find it. The Academy Awards last night went to kind of an indie film called Anora. And it was a story of they don't call them street workers anymore. They call them a sex professional, a prostitute, and a Russian guy. And it was quote, an indie film, and it won 5 Oscars. I've never even heard of it. The, they had, Best Actor went to the guy from, Adrian Brody from The Brutalist. And that's the second time he has won an Academy Award. But in between, he's been in movies that haven't been that good. I mean, the Predator movies and these kind of things. But The Brutalist, 3.5 hours long. It would be brutal. Maybe that's why they named it that, to sit through 3.5 hours of a movie. That's a long time. I mean, that's the whole afternoon. There's some consternation because they used AI to help get the correct diction in the language he was speaking. So they used AI to make sure it was correct. And that when that came out, everybody went bazooka because, AI. But his acting ability obviously shone through on this. the opening with the singing from Over the Rainbow from Ariana Grande, and then they went into Wicked and all these, and it got everybody all excited. So it didn't sound like there were a lot of weird messages going out, but I didn't see it, so we'll have to see. You know, we'll go back and look at the at excerpts of it. But I can't believe that we totally missed the Oscars last night. And like I said, the thing that Linda really likes to watch is the red carpet when they're coming in to see the styles everybody's wearing and all. But when I tell her today, hey, guess what was on last night? Also, I don't know, do you remember the, I'm thinking that this is, the brother of the guy that did, Home Alone. His brother is by the name of Kieran Culkin. And we've heard, now, Linda said, she's heard a lot of good things about the movie, A Real Pain. And we watched the previews to it, and it looks like it could be pretty good. So we were going to watch that the other night, and we'll watch it now. But he won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. But here's the reason I'm bringing this up. He and his wife agreed to a third child. They have two kids, Kenzie Sue and Wilder Wolf. You know, those are good names for kids. And his wife agreed to a third child if he won an Emmy, which he did last year for Succession. But he said he really wanted four kids. And she said, if you win an Oscar, we'll have the fourth kid. And so he said, love of my life, ye of little faith, no pressure, I love you. I'm really sorry I did this again, and let's get cracking on those kids. So I guess now they're going to have a fourth child. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday won't go away. Monday, Monday.
CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Casa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
That makes me happy. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. This next portion of our show is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. You can be reached at 530-224-2345. And, of course, we're talking about our community calendar with Anne Marie. Good morning. It's all yours. Hello. Where is she? Hello. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
It's March Monday morning.
I was wondering where you
were
going. Okay. No, I got you now. Okay. No, it's just, you know,
I'm here.
I know. Producer is wandering
I'm
around.
I'm the one in the back. It's okay.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Well, I'm a little under the weather today, so bear with me here, but there's a lot going on.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, thank you kindly. I've avoided the virus out there for so long, so I'm feeling pretty lucky that I'm getting it on the tail end here. But today, March 3rd, is National Anthem Day.
National Anthem Day.
March. Correct.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
On this day, back in good old 1931, the Star Spangled Banner became our national anthem. This week, March 1st through 7th, is National Invest in Veterans Week.
Uh-huh.
It's a great time to honor veteran-owned businesses and their investment in the community.
That's a great idea. I hope everybody that's listening will come invest in our local radio station.
Yeah. Well, and the businesses that you support and promote.
That's
also
right.
Also veteran-based.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we begin this week, Healthy Shasta is hosting a golden shoe hunt that is taking place throughout Shasta County, March 1st through 23rd. There are 20 golden shoes hidden around the county, and this event is part of Healthy Shasta's 20-year celebration. Check out the many trails across Shasta County. Each golden shoe you find is an entry into the Golden Shoe Prize and is also an entry for the grand prize, which is a Great Wolf Lodge adventure package.
Okay.
For more information, check out Healthy Shasta on Facebook or online at healthyshasta.org. The Limbs Cafe exhibit at the Reading Library is available to view during regular library hours and is located on the second floor of the library. There's a recreation of one of the tables that you can sit at and learn more local history. This is a family-friendly exhibit, so bring the kiddos. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. This exhibit is scheduled to run through August and close for holidays. Library hours include Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit redblushchew.org, and it's under events. Now, tomorrow, Tuesday, March 4th, is National Pancake Day, and you can visit participating IHOP for a free short stack of pancakes dine-in option. Now, I called the Reading IHOP, and they are participating in this. They are located at 2495 Hilltop Drive. The event will run 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, call 833-548-4007.
So a short stack of pancakes at the IHOP there on Hilltop is, you can get a short stack, which is probably, what, two or whatever, free pancakes.
A short, yeah, what they consider a short stack, and it's free. And then if you want to just leave a donation to the charities that they're supporting, that's how they raise money for charities. I've been part of this event in years past, and now this was a different location, but they were raising money for the Children's Miracle Network. And
I think that's great.
That's what this does every year. It raises money. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But different locations raise for different charities.
Okay.
But any donations you leave behind goes to that particular charity.
Well, you want to make sure that you tip the people that's helping you, your server, and then you leave a donation. Yeah. So that's a
uh-huh.
great thing.
Uh-huh.
Good. Okay.
And it's a fun event, and you can bring the kiddos.
I love pancakes.
Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is open and running Wednesdays through Sundays till April 20th. This event is free for Turtle Bay members, as is included in paid park admission. Learn aviation history on up to modern-day technology with this interactive exhibit. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. Voting for the second annual City of Shasta Lake Pet Mayor is running through March 5th. So you have a couple more days here. This is a fundraising event hosted by Shasta Danbury, where you can cast your vote for a donation of $1, which equals one vote. The pet mayor does not have any official duties, but will receive the honorary title of pet mayor and a special prize. More information on this event can be found at ShastaDanbury.org. And check them out on Facebook as well, because you can see a picture of the top five. This Friday night, look for First Fridays in Downtown Reading to take place at 5 p.m. Participating downtown businesses stay open later and often offer special deals, live music, art, and more as part of this exhibit and event. More information can be found at vivadowntownreading.org. There's also going to be an art walk starting at 5:30 p.m. as part of First Fridays in Downtown Reading. This is a guided walk starting at the IOOF Hall located at 1504 Market Street. This event is in collaboration with REU, The Art Hunger, and Paint the Town Reading. For more information, visit paintthetownreading.com. Look for the Reading Farmers Market on Saturday, March 8th from 8:30 to 12 p.m. behind Reading City Hall located at 777 Cypress Avenue. For more information, visit readingfarmersmarket.com. The Reading Home Show will take place this weekend on March 8th and 9th at the Reading Civic Auditorium located at 700 Auditorium Drive. This is a home and garden expo that will feature over 120 exhibitors. If you are looking to remodel, landscape, or just be inspired, this home show is for you. Admission to the event is free. Showtimes include Saturday, March 8th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, March 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, the Reading Home Show will be at the Civic Auditorium this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and admission is free. The Veterans Flags and Flowers fundraiser will take place on Saturday, March 8th, starting at 4 p.m. at the VFW Post 9650, located at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. This event is being put on by Preston Sharp. Tickets can be purchased, $50 each, at the Flag Center, located at 2124 Hilltop Drive in Reading. The fundraiser will include dinner, raffles, and an auction. For more information, check out Preston Sharp on Facebook or visit PrestonSharp.net. Shasta Fire Safe Council is offering a free curbside chipping program for area residents. The goal of this free service is to help residents in reducing hazardous fuels, also improve the sensible space around homes. Now, depending on where you live, there are certain enroll-by dates for the program. For more information on this free curbside shipping program, call 530-360-0120 or visit Shasta County Resource Management Community Education on Facebook. And you can also check out Shasta County Fire Safe Council on Facebook to view the flyer and the enroll by date deadline. And just a heads up, for the folks that live in Montgomery Creek, Big Bend, or Round Mountain, your deadline is approaching and is April 1st to enroll for this free program. For more questions, call 530-360-0120. And finally, just a quick reminder, everyone, that this Sunday, March 9th, is daylight saving time. It will begin, and clocks go forward an hour. So this Sunday, the time change, clocks go forward an hour. Yes, you lose an hour.
Yeah, but that's it happens.
Daylight saving.
But it happens Saturday morning. I mean, you know, after midnight.
2 a.m.
2 a.m. on
Sunday. Sunday morning.
On Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So it's I'm just glad it's happening like that and not on Monday morning. So then you lose an hour. So you can kind of make up for that on Sunday.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it sucks.
And don't mess up getting ready to go to church because you forgot to set your clock. Daylight saving time will end November 2nd. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Anne Marie, I hope you feel better. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, sir. I've been home all weekend, and I will be home again today. So
okay.
Just letting it take its course.
Yeah, it's going around. It's hit everybody. It hit Sue last week, and I don't know. I know a lot of people that it's been. So you got to take care of yourself. It'll go to an upper respiratory, and then you've got more problems. So, okay.
Oh,
well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Stay healthy out there.
Okay, thank you. Hey, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Company, auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance quotes. Give them a call at 530-224-2345, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding. And we'll be right back.
If you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential, Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. The 3rd of February, 7:36 in the morning. About 38 degrees out there. Feels a little warmer than that. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. And they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've got an incredible selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. Really nice people, locally owned, locally operated, been there 30 years. Leonard started it, and then Rebecca and Henry took it over. Leonard still comes in there a couple times a week. Can't say enough about it. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design your own piece of jewelry there. They'll help you, and then they'll build it for you. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, now, you know, I've been talking about these guys, these surveyors, been coming down the sidewalk here. Gosh, for, I don't know, 3 weeks, been surveying our sidewalks. And they said it was a Caltrans project. And so that news has finally reached Director Searchlight. And it's going to be a $60 million project. Repave, make safety improvements for people on foot or bike. It's going to go from Highway 273 from Bonaventura Road in South Reading to Caterpillar Road in North Reading, Highway 44 in Tehama and Pine Streets area, and Highway 299 from Eureka Way to just east of the railroad tracks. They're talking about coming right down here in between Shasta and, then Tehama Streets, they're saying they're going to redo the whole sidewalks, do the ADA ramps for wheelchairs, and do this whole area from there past here. So it's going to keep going down the street, and it's going to they're going to take up the sidewalks, they're going to do things to the curbs and all that. This is going to be a huge project, and $60 million worth. They're going to include new and better access points for bikes and pedestrians, new curb ramps for bikes and wheelchairs for striping, new sidewalks, bike paths, and bike lanes, traffic signals, and crosswalks. And they have photos of the guys who have been working in front of our studios for the last 3 weeks. So, it's going to come, funding is going to come from the State Highway Operation and Protection Program grants, according to the Caltrans spokesperson. And so if they pan out, it could be done by the close of 2028. Motorists, pedestrians, and cyclists should expect traffic delays in the months prior. According to the guys here, they said they didn't think it was going to happen for a while. And they were talking like years out. But They're going to start at Bonaventura Boulevard and Market Street intersection in South Reading, and then work their way through downtown and up Market Street to where it runs into 5. We'll be grinding the top about 2 inches and replace 25 traffic signals. This is really right downtown Reading. This is what's happening. When you see the surveyors out there, and they're saying it could be done by 2028, which is not that far away, but it just means is that they could have the roads torn up for a couple years. Okay, let me see. Two things, RV show and then this story that up in Modoc County about wolf attacks. And they said they've had a second suspected wolf kill at the same ranch in 2 weeks. That marks the 4th such incident on the same ranch in less than a month. And they've got the USDA out there, U.S. Department of Agriculture. They've got the sheriff's office and everything. They're concerned. People out there are concerned about children's safety. Besides the fact that 4 cattle were killed, cattle and calves were killed near his home. And with the sheriff saying, just be aware of these things that are happening. And having 4 in 1 month is considering that cattle are selling for over $1,000 a piece, and there are ways that you can get your money back, but you have to prove that it was killed by a wolf, a predator like that. And so with this, if they find the animal, and they've got photos, you can tell it was taken down by some kind of predator like a wolf. But if they're just missing, and say you've got a larger range, and a wolf takes down a cow, a calf, or both, that by the time, you're doing your roundup and you're trying to find it, there is no evidence left, so you've just lost it at that point. That's a lot of ranchers and farmers are concerned about the number of wolves that are starting to pop up all over the Northern California area. Now, the other side of that is we went to the RV show yesterday. Linda and I went to the RV show, and we just walked around and stood in the RVs, and no intent and purposes of ever buying one. But, it's a lot of fun. And then you go through all the Fitzgerald Hall and all these places, and they've got all the vendors out there, which is a lot of fun. We ran into people we knew that were, National Wild Turkey Federation and a couple others that we knew. But then they had this wolf exhibit, Yellowstone wolf exhibit, there in Fitzgerald Hall, that we just happened to be there when it started. And it's these two gents that they train wolves for TV and movies. And they had brought 4 of their wolves with them. And it showed how they trained them, gave examples of it. And, one that they know that they've got to go to a certain spot and stand. Well, they've got a round wooden block that just lays on the ground, and they'll go over to it and stand there. Well, that's for the camera. That's for camera angles. Then they've got so that they will come at you just by the the trainer's off camera, but he's given the signals and the wolf comes stalking at them. Then he's got the one where they tie this like a steer hock to a table with a wire, and the wolf hops up there, different wolves each time, and is eating. Then as he approaches and he's like reaching, the wolf turns and snarls. I mean, like you do not want to try and take this bone. And how they're trained like this. And their tails are wagging. So I said, we just happened to run into one of the trainers later, and I said, is that a problem? I mean, here's this wolf that's snarling and he's coming at you because you've got him trained like that and his tail's wagging. He goes, no. He says, don't be in the middle of an attack on, a deer or whatever, and their tails are wagging because it's like signaling other wolves. It was just the it was an interesting class. And like I said, we ran to the other, to the, one of the trainers afterwards over at the Safari Club International's big, trailer they have there with, let kids and people walk through and see all the different animals displayed. And, he said, what's happening? He said, it's a dying business though. He says, producers and movie makers are going to AI. Even though they don't look like the real thing, they're still going to AI, which is kind of sad. So, okay. Now, Terry, you want to wait to the other side? Because I've run out of time, and I will get to you right after the break, which is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Are your insurance and financial needs under one roof? Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993, and if you're just not sure about your health insurance, your home insurance, which is going crazy, as you know, out there, business insurance, what about your financial needs? Is your retirement plan still there? Is it, how is it happening under the new Trump administration? Two separate divisions on Maxwell Insurance and Financial, one for insurance, one for financial management. For a free review and evaluation, give Maxwell Insurance and Financial a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios. on downtown Market Street with our window in the world, watching everybody quickly going to work this morning. I don't see any police out there. So, but you might, if you're driving down Market Street, want to be off your cell phone. And let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Living the dream.
Good. Anyway, I got an email from Brenda Haynes. She's a staffer for Doug LaMalfa.
Yes.
And also is on the Republican Central Committee board.
Yes.
I think she's vice chair. She said there is a call to action. Bring your USA flags, your Trump flags, don't tread on me flags, posters saying America first, USA first, go Elon, go Musk with hearts or similar messages.
Okay.
Tuesday, March 4th at 4:30 at the Cypress Street Bridge, the east end of the bridge. And it also says parking is available along Hartnell near Humble Joe's or along Hartnell at Lithia Motors. We'll meet at the corner where the 2024 Republican headquarters was by Pulse Urgent Care.
Okay. So you're going to meet at Pulse Urgent Care or in that parking lot then?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's, you
and
know,
you can
anyway,
park along the
road. And it's Tuesday, March the 4th, 4:30 at the Cypress Street Bridge on the east end of the bridge.
And then what happens? They're marching across the bridge?
Assuming so, yes.
Okay. All right, so that's tomorrow at what time?
4 to 4:30.
4 to 4:30.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. 4:30.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
4:30.
Again, the Cypress Street Bridge, and they want to meet over by Pulse Urgent Care.
Okay. So bring your American flags, your Trump flags, your Don't Tread on Me flags.
Your poster saying America first, USA first, go Elon, go Musk with hearts or similar messages. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's from Brenda Haynes.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Yep.
Which brings me to my next topic, the Boycott Friday. Maybe you saw it on Facebook, and or maybe some emails people sent to you that were, the whole idea behind this on Friday was to, hurt the economy. An economic blackout. And it would be no major stores, you know, like the Walmart or I guess Walmart, Target, don't buy any booze, don't do anything. You can shop local. It did say shop local because people were saying, well, so what, you were supposed to boycott local? No, it's just a national change, like McDonald's and that. So my question on that was, well, these franchises, let's just use the Subplace. What's the Subplace name? Where are you? Are you listening to me? The one down in next to Trader Joe's. Jersey Mike's. Okay. Jersey Mike's is owned by a local couple right here in town. Part of what Jersey Mike's does at least three times a year is they give all of everything that they make that day to a cause here in Redding. In one day it's veterans, to help veterans. But it's just totally, the mills just totally devote every dollar they make on those sandwiches to a good cause. Now think about that. Now, this is the business, because it's a national brand, is what they wanted you to boycott. The local franchises are also owned by local people. And then even the ones like Walmart and Target and those places, they hire local people. They pay a lot of local taxes to support our community. So you want to boycott them because you're mad at Trump and Musk. It is absolutely the most ludicrous thing I'd ever heard. And I thought, this is crazy. But when Bill Maher, who is a somewhat progressive individual, says the economic blackout protest so effing stupid, and his panel of Democrats figured out how to win an election. So what are they doing? They're doing interpretive dance again, you know, protesting Trump, and they're trying to make a big impact by not buying, you know, national. We'll show them how much power we have. Well, I'm not sure how much power you really have. The thing is that was my thing. It's fine if you want to boycott, that's fine. But what about all the local, you know, they say, oh, no, not local businesses, go to local business. Well, that's what people should be doing anyway. You start local. If you can't find it local, then you go to the big box stores because all the taxes stay here. And only at the last you go to Amazon where they just ship it to you. But the city doesn't get all the neat stuff like taxes to help do these roads, pay for police and all this. Absolutely ludicrous and stupid on my – just my opinion. So I just wonder what kind of impact it did have. It appears that Zelensky is ready to sign that deal. The fact that, you know, the rare earths deal. The new peace deal is on the table after Friday. As you know, Friday was kind of quite the, it seems longer ago than Friday, but it seems to have gone, Zelensky got mad. He was pushing things and Trump gets upset. Vance hopped in. So he left in a cloud. But now they're saying the UK prime minister put together a framework for a peace plan between Ukraine and Russia on Sunday, though it relied heavily on U.S. support. And Zelensky, though, then said that Zelensky would sign that rare earths document, the deal, so that we can start getting some money back. But also it puts American interest in Ukraine. The European countries, according to the UK prime minister, emphasize that they need to step up their own share of the burden towards security guarantees for Ukraine in this peace deal. And what they're saying is that they would like to say, Stammer said, UK is prepared to deploy boots on the ground in Ukraine as well as Air Force assets to ensure Russia does not infringe on a peace agreement. He said, however, we need the U.S. They want to do what they want is a plan that would freeze strikes from the air, sea, and on energy infrastructure for 30 days in Ukraine. And they said that window could be used for negotiate a wider peace deal. You know, I think Trump was looking in. You know what? Let the Europeans. It's right there. It's their area. Let them broker it, and then we just, you know, we back when we can. Back it when we can. And Zelensky, as I said, has emphasized he is still willing to sign a rare earth minerals deal with the White House. And without the security guarantees, he wanted security guarantees. We'd have troops there and all this other stuff. And Trump said, no, we'll have American interests there. Anyway, it looks like, you know, even after Friday and with the Europeans in this, as they should, finally stepping up and taking a lead in this, that there could be a ceasefire, and which would be so beneficial for both of them. At least they'd stop having people slaughtered there in trench warfare that, you know, ended in it's like World War I, attacking from one trench line to another. And the loss of life of innocents in Ukraine. Okay. Let me see, what else do I have here? That's about it. The border. Lowest number of border crossers in years as of last week. Lowest number. All of these shelters for the illegals coming across the border are shutting down because they have no business. There's nobody coming in. Ones that have gotten millions of dollars. This one group received millions of dollars to house illegals, and never once did they have anybody staying there, yet they were still getting paid. Another one of those things that the Doge found out. But as of now, the border crossers have really backed off, and the amount of arrests have increased something like 700%. I guess Trump's pretty serious about this. All right. We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we've got Enjoy the Magazine joining us. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky believes his country's relationship with the U.S. will continue despite last week's contentious White House meeting. He says a deal, though, to end the war with Russia, still very far away. The diplomatic upheaval prompted European leaders to hold an emergency weekend summit to show support for Ukraine. Britain's Prime Minister said Europe must do more of the heavy lifting to defend itself.
We've agreed that the U.K., France and others we'll work with Ukraine on a plan to stop the fighting. Then we'll discuss that plan with the United States.
Britain now says there are several proposals on the table for a possible Ukraine ceasefire. The White House has been reluctant to criticize Russia for its invasion, and President Trump says he trusts Moscow. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says Russian President Vladimir Putin is dangerous and not to be trusted.
In an interview on CNN, Speaker Johnson was asked, "What is your view on Vladimir Putin?" Johnson responded, quote, "I think Vladimir Putin is an old-school communist, a former KGB agent, and he's not to be trusted, and he is dangerous." Johnson's comments follow a tense Oval Office meeting between President Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and Vice President Vance on Friday, which the President and Zelensky argued over U.S. support for Ukraine. Johnson said that Trump is, quote, trying to be a change agent, to broker peace, and to put an end to this conflict, and you have to have both parties at the table to do that, Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump says tariffs on Canada and Mexico will start tomorrow.
The tariffs are necessary because we've been treated very unfairly by many, many countries, including our friends, friend and foe.
Honda today reportedly will start producing its Honda Civic Hybrid in Indiana instead of Mexico. Reuters says it will start production there in 2028 to avoid potential tariffs. Town Hall Doc.
Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you're ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020. That is 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
The CEO of a national grocery and pharmacy chain is stepping down.
Kroger Chairman and CEO Rodney McMullen is stepping down after an internal investigation into his personal conduct. The company said that the investigation into McMullen's personal conduct was unrelated to the business, but was found to be inconsistent with Kroger's business ethics policy. Board member Ronald Sargent will serve as chairman and interim CEO, effective immediately. McMullen, who is 64, began his career with Kroger in 1978. He served as Kroger's CEO since 2014. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Vatican says Pope Francis had a good night's rest. All indications suggest he has overcome the possible risks from a respiratory crisis last week. He's also recovering from pneumonia. The 88-year-old Pope is stable and off mechanical ventilation, but not out of danger, they say. News and analysis at townhall.com. Today is the first day of Wall Street trading in March following a volatile February that saw the major averages lose ground for the month.
The February losses came despite Friday's powerful rally that saw the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P advance more than 1% each. For the month, though, the Nasdaq was the biggest loser, dropping almost 4%. The S&P shed close to 1.5%, and the Dow fell 1.6% for the month. The benchmarks held on to Friday's gains, despite the Oval Office blow-up between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. The rally briefly stalled, but then resumed to the closing bell. Rich Thomason reporting.
A private lunar lander touched down on the moon, delivering a drill and other experiments for NASA. Firefly Aerospace became the first private outfit to put a spacecraft on the moon without crashing or falling over. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR with downtown Reading on Market Street with our window in the world for Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is somewhat under the weather today, but she's off and on it's just the way it is with everything going around here as I'm talking to my guests this morning.
Who are both sick.
You're both sick. Wanting to share with me. Today, the 3rd of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Christina's at the helm. Good morning. And it's national, tomorrow's Pancake Day.
I feel Pancake Day can be every breakfast.
Every breakfast. You know what? I made pancakes this weekend. I found this mix that all I have to do is add water to it.
Yvonne is obsessed with these protein pancakes. Kodiak or something like that?
Oh, I know them. They are really good.
They are really good.
What are you? What's in them?
I mean, they're just heavy.
Do you just warm them? Or
no, it's a box.
It's a box.
It's a mix, and you mix them, and they come in like regular.
But they require eggs.
Yeah.
It's got protein in
pancakes.
Like,
yeah, those are like 16 or 30 grams of protein.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
They're really good.
Okay, I'm going to have to roll for those.
They have them at Costco, too, I think.
Yeah.
And you could
actually get them also in little cups, so they look like a cup of noodle.
Yeah.
You just add water and put in the microwave, and then it puffs up. It becomes like a big puffy pancake in a cup.
A puffy pancake in a cup. All right. Okay, today's weather. I'm trying to get over that. Today, sunny with a high near 61. It's about 40 degrees right now, so it's going to warm up, and it's going to be nice. But however, tonight, showers are likely, and tomorrow, Thursday is a 50% chance of showers, but tomorrow, showers are likely. Thursday night, mostly clear. Friday, sunny with a high near 65. Saturday, mostly sunny. And then Sunday, a chance of showers again, but partly sunny. So it looks like it's clearing up slowly but surely, but we still have our showers interspersed
in there. Where are you born and raised?
Well, I was raised all over the United States. I was born in Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay.
But I only lived there for 9 months.
All right.
But, yeah, I moved 15 times where I was out of high school.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All over the United States, from Georgia to Illinois.
I was just curious.
Why?
Well, when you're doing the weather, I love it the way you pronounce your days of the week. You say Saturday. I don't even know how you do it, but you don't say day.
No.
You say Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. And so I was just curious if that, I mean, obviously that's something that where you were raised that you picked that up. And I know a lot of people that pronounce things like that. My mom has words, and I'm like, where did you pick that up?
If I get back, when I go visit my sister in Tennessee, it comes back. Like within 10 minutes.
That's where my mom's family's from, is Tennessee.
Oh, yeah? What part?
You know, I'm not really sure. I just know my grandmother was raised in the Smoky Mountains. Like
It would be the Northeast.
11 children.
Yeah.
And she grew up in a house with no running water and no bathroom.
Oh.
She left when she was 13.
She's not related to Dolly Parton, maybe, is she?
I would hope. I could live at Dollywood.
Anyway, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been doing this for 30 years. In fact, the third generation is working there now. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, a business that's won state-level awards for hiring veterans. These are good people. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans. I can't say enough about the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And one of our favorite days of the month is the first Monday of each month because we have Enjoy the Magazine here with Rhonda Alvey and James Darth Vader Masada.
Yeah.
Because he's going through, he breathes.
Call me Wheezy.
Gosh, I mean, it's going around.
You know, it is.
Sue missed two days last week.
It is
Linda,
really going around.
Linda just fights it.
I know people that, I mean, there are people in my circles and work and stuff that have all been sick multiple times, get better and get sick. I mean, it's been
cycles. Really
weird.
Yeah.
My wife is sick.
Wow.
My son is sick. I'm sick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was having, since we're talking about being sick, I was having a sinus condition that lasted for
weeks.
No, it lasted at least 6 weeks. And I finally went to Dr. George Noem.
Yep.
Ear, nose, and throat. Best around. And he looks in there and he says, you're using spray. I said, yeah, I spray twice a day and all this. He says, well, and there's a name for it, but what it does is it causes it, to get worse. Mm. And he says, here's another spray. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to stop using it today. And everybody kind of looks at me like, you're going to just stop. Well, I stopped. Mm-hmm. And guess what?
It went away.
Pretty much went away. Huh. He did tell me I had a deviated septum. He said, did you ever get punched in the face? And I went, yes. That was just part of my job.
That's code for you need a nose job.
Well, I don't even know what I thought deviated septum. I didn't know that. I just thought it was something like wrong inside there. I didn't know it could be caused by damage.
Oh, yeah. A lot of it is.
Yeah.
I have a horribly deviated septum as well.
Okay.
I go to George as well, and I did one of his CAT scans, and he's like, you need surgery. And I'm like,
did you do it?
No, the last time I tried, my blood sugar was too high.
Okay.
They tested my blood because I'm diabetic, so they, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're here for, we're talking about our nose problems.
Yeah.
And Rhonda's over there trying to breathe over there.
It was getting me ready to sneeze. Let's say, Greg, I'm like, uh-oh.
Okay, this is Enjoy issue 222.
Yes.
Leading Ladies. I love this. Okay, if you've not seen the cover of this March edition, it is great.
She's so pretty.
She really
is.
I know. Those lips.
But but it's that very famous picture of Rosie the Riveter with been updated on Enjoy.
Did Rosie have? Rosie didn't have tattoos
though.
No.
Modern, yeah. So this is our March 2025 issue number 222, Leading Ladies. And of course, as many people know, we have themes on each magazine and it carries throughout the magazine, but there's obviously a lot of other content. However, this magazine specifically was our Leading Ladies or our Women in Business.
And it is because March is National Women History Month.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yep, and March 8th is National Women's Day, I think that's what it's called.
National Women's Day?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now.
And with that, the community obviously is a big support to many causes, but our community rallies around women, and we have a lot of strong women in the community. And
boy, do we.
Yeah.
This is Enjoy's largest issue in our history.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of hefty here.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So almost 20 years of production, and this is the biggest issue we've ever produced, thanks to the community, but also through an incredible job through our sales team. That's me.
Unknown caller.
I need to turn mine off.
Yep.
My bad. Michael O'Brien, who is our sales director, and our sales team, Connie and Jen and
Kevin,
sorry. I'm trying to figure out how to turn my phone off. Anyway, they have done a great job, but, it takes a team, and all of them worked really hard, and the community rallied around this.
122 pages.
Yeah, yeah, 124 if you count the cover.
Oh, yeah. 124 pages.
Yeah.
And what is it, what's your average?
It's usually about 100.
100?
Between 80, 88 and 100.
Oh, is it? I thought it was always a little bit more than that. But
no.
Okay. Wow, then that's...
It's pretty amazing. What's really amazing is we do these third-page ads, and they are wrapped around the theme, and there are 70 of those ads in here.
Wow. You mean like the aging and disability showcase? Is that what you're talking about? It's a full-page ad? Or
no, it's these, the third-page ads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
they're reaching out to the women.
And they reached out to the women, and... I guess women really love to be in the magazine, so, and I love it.
And a lot of them have pictures, which is great. So, like, if you flip through here, this is like a catalog of getting to know your female business owners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yep. You really get to see them all.
On page 36, we're talking O2 Employment Services, and hasn't that been a success? They're on. In fact, they're on tomorrow.
They
have an hour-long show on, and we talk. I tell you what, we talk employment questions and all these things. And Jennifer Cramp comes in. But this is. I started this, I guess, on her. On her kitchen table or something like this.
Yeah.
Heidi Pond, who just got married.
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
So, yeah. That's,
Rhonda gave me a cough drop. Thank you, my dear. And it's been delicious, and now it's kind of shrinked down and in the middle. It is very, very strong.
Yep.
I just hit the part where my eyes are crossing.
is this the kind that was put in with it's hazmat in the center of that? But it does, it will kill off all the germs, unfortunately. Yep. You'll never have children again. Okay. Well, this is great, then. This is huge. And we have to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. And as we talked about the other day when... Matt Mosley came on. They're looking at a merger with Plumas Bank, and which will occur sometime in the third quarter, sometime in that August-September time frame. And so what's it do? There's no changes. They're keeping all the banks, all the people. Might be some changes in the hierarchy up. But
so
as
is
far
it going to be Plumas Bank, or is it
going to be Plumas? It'll be called Plumas.
It'll be Plumas,
So Cornerstone's going to change its name?
To Plumas.
Yeah.
And that gives us, that means that there's like 19 branches now with that, including Reno. There's one in Reno. But the Northern California, and it too, but Plumas was also a local bank, just kind of like ours. So we'll see what happens there, but I don't envision any change in the wonderful service they have, being the cheers of banks when you walk in. They know who you are. All your personal and business banking needs are met at Cornerstone Community Bank. For more information, just stop by one of the branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson, or look up bankcornerstone.com. So I can't say enough about the gang down there at Cornerstone Community Bank. All right, we'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
Painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casinos Studios here in downtown Redding on Market Street. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. 8:21 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is the man you want to go to if you've got a chip or a crack up that 2 feet in length in your windshield. He is truly from the old school. Doing this for like three decades. He brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled atmosphere where he can then repair that windshield, and he then guarantees it for life of the windshield. He fixed one on the Red Rover, my F-150 back, gosh, 16 years ago, and you still can't see it, the crack. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. If you're not sure, come on in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Speaking of a local business, we have Enjoy, the magazine, which is nationally known. It goes all over the world, in fact, correct?
Yeah, well, it goes mostly in the United States, but people read it all over the world because they can view, they can look at it online.
Well, of course, online, too. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And the we're going to be giving away some tickets here in at this next break for the Ripcord, a Riverfront Playhouse venture, and you can get two tickets that are good for the
this weekend, 7th,
mm-hmm. 8th, or 9th. So we'll be giving that, so be ready. Okay, on page 66, imagine, create, play, and learn. 58.
I don't know what you said.
I don't know what I said either. But it's on page, page 58.
It didn't register in my head.
Probably most people don't have it right in front of them. So just, it's...
This is supposed to be a read-along. You're supposed to have your own issue.
Okay. Hey, we've got several of them right here. If you want to come on down and pick them up.
This one, I just, you know, obviously speaks a little bit to my heart. As most people know, I have an adult son with autism. And so this is Imagine Creating play, a Play and Learn, Experiencing Sensory Innovations in Reading. This is a company called Sensory Innovations, and we're doing an article on it. And it, this is a really very unique learning center that caters to, basically, she says, the owner says, for all people, neurotypical and neurodivergent. And there's different rooms with different types of sensories that help, you know, different individuals. You know, she is a occupational therapist that I guess specializes in hand movements. And a lot of people think, well, what are, you know, like, what does that mean? Well, you know, there are a lot of people that have different afflictions. My son being one of them. I mean, obviously, he's very strong. He's going to be 23 in a few days, and he's almost 6'4". But he has issues with certain touch, you know, and so at 23 years old, if you see him hand in a paper, at, you know, he's at college, he'll hold the paper barely. It's almost like his fingernails are just holding the side of the paper, and he'll carry it and turn it in because he really can't handle the feeling of paper on his skin.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very strange. And also
the texture.
And he also doesn't like pens and pencils, and you know, so that's why he pretty much everything he does is with a computer.
Sure.
Which, you know, there are obvious alternatives around things, but
keyboards don't bother him then.
No.
Oh, that's cool.
It's frightening to watch him type
fast.
But, yeah, it's probably like 600 words a minute. I mean, it's out of control. It doesn't even look human. It doesn't look like he's really typing anything. It looks like he's just banging on the keypad for fun, like he's a crazy man. But then obviously you see it's real. And it's almost completely flawless.
So this one was. And this is right down here in town, then.
Right, it's on Hilltop.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is for the people who are having...
Yeah, but all kinds of physical therapy things that are needed.
And there's 7 rooms.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, like when my son was younger, he was not verbal. And what you'll find is if you can put children in rooms where they are stimulated by the things around them, if they can become physical and you know, climbing or jumping or whatever it is,
sure,
you will quite often see that's when they start to speak. It's
that's where, like, when we have the special kids day and we put them on a horse,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden they
come alive.
They start, they'll start talking or they're smiling and things like this because it's that sensory feeling,
mm-hmm. stimulation. Okay. Yeah,
and you're seeing here a wide range of clients who somebody's just been in an accident and has an orthopedic diagnosis, so. It's just not for for autism or anything like that.
No, this is
for anybody.
Mental, physical, probably emotional, anxiety, all kinds of things.
Somebody we need to have in here to talk about this.
Yeah, voice. I think.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, cool. Okay. I had no idea. And it says you can reach down and you think you're actually putting you're seeing water and little creatures floating through the water, swimming through the water, and when you put your hand on it, it's sand.
Oh, it's sand, yeah.
Yeah, dry sand.
Oh, that's dry sand, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because if you look at the pictures, they're super cool. That hallway looks like a creek with shells and... Oh, yes, I've seen this. So this is actually, I think it looks, if I'm correct, this is a projection. So it projects onto sand.
Yeah.
And what your eyes see is water, trees, and island. But when you put your hand down, all it is actually sand.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Right?
That's something else.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize we had anything like that around here.
Cool.
Well, that's what Enjoy does.
What's next, Rhonda?
What's our next?
Well, you know,
looks like something queued up.
I really like the story about Anita Luz. And Anita Luz, on page 28-29, she was born in 1889 and buried in Etna in 1981. But for 6 of her 9 decades, she was taking Hollywood by storm. She was a writer, and she wrote Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Just in our little area, yeah.
Well, but is this her right here?
Uh-huh.
She looks like a movie star.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's beautiful.
She reminds me of like a Audrey Hepburn kind of a look.
See, she was born in 1889.
Uh-huh.
In Etna. Oh no.
It
was Sissa, now Mount Shasta.
Right, right.
1889 and buried in Etna in 1981.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, Anita Luce. It seems like I've seen that name before.
I've seen stories about her. Actually, John Lewis wrote a story about her in After Five.
So that's what she was known for, was writing scripts.
Uh huh. And she was pretty influential in Hollywood.
But
in,
she never lived there and did.
I believe she did live there
for a while.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was going to say.
Yep.
That is weird that you would do that much work and not be caught up in the Hollywood scene.
Right. Right.
You know.
Yep.
Well, you know, they were some of the original pioneers to hit Etna, her grandparents. Yeah, it appears her maternal grandparents, some of the first pioneers to arrive in Etna.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh,
what a place to write legally. Or what did you say? What was it called?
What do you mean?
The blonde.
Gentlemen prefer blondes.
Yeah,
gentlemen
prefer blondes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure it's.
It was a book at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's written so many. I'm sure she's written in other things too.
Yeah, she has. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Right there, and then she's buried in Etna.
And she's buried in Etna.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. As I'm flipping through looking at other articles, I just noticed this ad that popped up, and I think, look, how clever is that? That's probably AI, right, that's done it? Isn't this the stage?
And there are actually swings there.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, but they had to stop using them because they weren't super safe and insurance issues.
Oh, so that may be actually a real picture?
It might be, mm-hmm.
What is this, Bright Lake? Well, management.
Yes.
It's their whole team swinging on the, what do you call it, Whistle Park?
Whistle Stop, uh-huh.
Whistle Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I was like, that's super clever.
Yes. the swings, if
you
look.
They look like puppets.
They're way up high.
Oh. Oh, my bad. I didn't even know those were there.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I didn't even know that she was from that area. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by... Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, was founded in 1960, been in that same spot since 1967. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I started going there when I moved here, 2007. Never had a bad haircut. Neither of you, James, I'm sure.
Don't ever get a haircut.
Well, I understand. hey, I make an appointment by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. And that allows me to set up a time that works for me and my schedule. And it's always worked. It's man's last stronghold, and it's a great place to get a haircut, like I said. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And we're giving away two tickets to Ripcord right now. And our guest, Rhonda Alvey, is going to tell us about what Ripcord is.
Oh, my goodness. It's so funny. It's about a...
something you hope saves your life if you pull it.
Exactly. It two women who live in a senior... home,
uh-huh.
And they are kind of fighting over the window seat of having their bed next to the window seat. One is very grouchy, and one is very positive all the time, and so they make a bet that one can turn the grouchy one nice, and the other one can turn they can scare the nice one, scarer. So I think that's how it goes. But anyway, it's very funny, written by... David Lindsay Abaire, which he's a really great playwright, and he's funny and odd.
Pulitzer Prize winning.
Yes.
Is this kind of a odd couple, except...
It's kind of, but these women are seniors, and...
they go for
and
it,
And they're on... It's odd couple on steroids, I think, because it's just... they do some pretty crazy things to each other, and one of them is parachuting and trying to scare the other one, so... Okay. It's pretty funny.
Okay, we have some tickets then. These are vouchers that are good for Friday, March 7th, Saturday, March 8th, or Sunday, March 9th. And what you do is you take these vouchers down to Riverfront an hour before the performance and or give them a call. And the number's on here. And you will have these tickets. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. And if you want a four-pack, we can do that. Okay? We okay with that,
yeah.
Christina? Okay, she's got it.
I'm
so give
totally
us a call, 605-45. It sounds like a good time for this weekend, that's for sure. Okay, and I'm here with Rhonda Alvey, as I said, and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. And on page 64, there's another one, another lady from Aetna. There's only five people that live in Aetna. How do we get two of them?
I know. And two pretty amazing women.
Yeah.
Pretty fierce. And this is another historical kind of story about Hallie Daggett, who was born in 1878, and she grew up in the country, and so she knew a lot about living in the country, and was asked to be the in May of 1913, she was hired as the fire lookout for Eddie Gulch, and they had never hired a woman before, so she was the first woman ever to
Because that's difficult to spot fires.
But this is in 1913, and a woman doing a job like that.
Yeah, fire lookout for Eddie Gulch. Mm-hmm. It was considered something of an experiment.
As I was looking at her picture, I would have thought, that's dangerous. Look at how she's dressed. She would have gone up in flames. Look, she had so much plumage and hats and hair and collars. I'm like, that she was a fire hazard just on herself.
And she was 35 years old when she took the job, but she had lived her whole life in the mountains and had a reputation of a very capable outdoors woman, which means, watch out, man. She'll drop an elk and skin it and quarter it right there and then carry it out.
Yep. So.
Could you imagine getting up in the morning and having to dress that way, though? Look at her.
No, no, I could not.
Oh, my Lord.
And her cabin is now in, it's still in Etna, so, and you can go there and check it out.
It's, I mean, it's beautiful.
Well, there's a photo of her. Is this, I guess this would be a photo of her in front of that cabin. Now, is that her cabin or is that where the lookout was?
No, that's her cabin.
So it was in a position that where she could spot fires from there, obviously.
I think that they moved the cabin to where it is now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd also, if she spot them, she'd go over and fight the fire, too.
Yep. Yeah. Wow.
She'd spit on it.
Pretty amazing. I mean, there's some pretty amazing women.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
And she finally got a telephone. It turned into 14 years of service and paved the way for other women to follow in short order. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Every week during the Hallie's 14 seasons lookout, her sister would saddle up her horse, a Papillon, and head to Eddie Gulch to bring Hallie her supplies and mail.
So cool.
That is so crazy.
It's, you know, Linda, for her book club, had a book about the postmistresses back in the Appalachians that rode, not the postman, but the library ladies that would deliver books throughout the Appalachia on mules. And what a great book that was. I mean, they ran into all types
so
of things.
So what was the purpose they were delivering?
The purpose was they were bringing books out to the families.
But nobody could read.
Oh, no, they could. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. No, they could read. But they were also people that passed news.
Mm.
It was kind of like they were like writing newspapers. You know, they'd come in and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, these people this and this. And, you know, I mean, so it was an interesting book.
You know what I find amazing is how things like that took place that long ago, right? Like, literally, I mean, that is a really cool, progressive thing to do that required so much work, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, to think, oh, you know what? Here we are, this rural mountain community and stuff, but we still really want people to be able to have access to books and read and all that stuff. And so we're going to put together a mule team, and these people are going to pack books out and then come collect them. It was like a portable library.
Mm-hmm. Well, she when she turned in her resignation in 1927, her supervisor refused it. And she said, no, we were well out of the war years, so he would have several capable male candidates. But he didn't want to let her go. Anyway, she did, as you said, retire to Etna. And they built her a cabin there, and then they moved it. Yeah. As you pointed out,
yeah.
She raised the American flag every day.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's another story. I don't know where we are time wise, but
we got 4 minutes.
I saw Rhonda turn to it, and I had looked at it earlier. And this is called Stitch in Tradition Western Aesthetic with the Rustic Roan Design Company.
What page?
This one is on 50.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I am telling you what, so this is a young lady here that has, you know, basically one man's junk is another man's treasure, and another man's treasure, it goes on to talk about another woman's, what is it, kind of uptake kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she takes old furniture and she resurrects it by hand, and I am telling you what, these pieces of furniture are amazing. Look at that couch.
It's pretty amazing. She's,
That's that would be almost looks like an entire cow skin on the back. That is incredibly beautiful.
What she's doing is, like, you've seen the Pendleton wool blankets. Yep. We have one, like, if you look on page 52, the third one in, we have one that looks a lot like mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
That we got at the Lassen Park Foundation thing. And what she's done is she has taken these blankets and made them the back, covered the back of the chair.
Yeah.
And they're just beautiful.
So she allows the old yeah. piece of furniture to actually be, like, the focal point
yeah.
to speak, but then she takes them and reworks them into literally pieces of art.
Yeah, her name is Sierra Shores, and the name of her company is Rusted Roan Design Company.
And she also teaches people how to do it as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. She does classes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, where's the classes at?
Probably at her shop, which is in Red Bluff.
Okay.
Yeah, it says here, developed has become a go-to source for people who want to learn the art of furniture upholstery. And she has scheduled workshops in states as far as Texas and Oklahoma. So,
yep.
Wow.
I'm just obsessed. I'm obsessed with that first picture of that couch.
Yeah.
Like, that to me looks so very, something like you would see in Yellowstone, like the TV series,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like mm-hmm.
upscale, very chic. Western.
You'd see it in, you know, if you've ever looked at that magazine, Cowboys and Indians.
I have a
subscription. Yeah.
I should bring it in here when I...
Oh, we have one too, but it's like, it's art design.
Uh-huh.
And it's all these pieces of furniture and, you know, clothes. You can get by the clothes, but the furniture out there. And she looks like the stuff she's doing would fit right in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some high-end
stuff. Yvonne and I had the pleasure of doing this year, this Christmas. So she does the Christmas tree thing where all the companies, you know...
Mm-hmm.
do a Christmas tree, and then they sell them and put them into, you know, businesses and homes. And mm-hmm. this year, the Axners bought Yvonne's Christmas uh-huh. tree, and we got to deliver it to their home.
Oh, okay.
And when we were there, they had just had their his office remodeled, redesigned by somebody here in town. And
okay.
I can't remember who it was. I apologize. But that's what it reminds me of. His office is... magnificent.
One of those Western art type things.
Just like you walked in and it was like, oh, my mouth dropped.
Wow.
It was so handsome.
But great.
But that's what I looked at that and thought. The first thing I thought of was his office.
She got a grant from Boss Mayors, which allowed Shores to purchase tool sets for in-person classes.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Hmm. So you could do your own reupholstery
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Which would be, I don't know. In my mind, I think, gosh, I would love to be able to have that talent, but I don't know that I could do it.
I don't have the patience.
Well, that's the thing.
But that's it. I mean, you'd have to, I mean.
There's got to be some art to it to know that you have enough fabric or, you know, like measurements and that kind of stuff.
Well, then and it's the, you know, the attachment to it. It's mm-hmm. got to be so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does.
You can't have like a little, Lord. Oh, that's just a little, oh, that'll wipe out.
That's good enough. Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with Enjoy Magazine. I think we've given away some tickets. We'll be giving them away the rest of the week here, too. We'll be right back.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. you and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Lindabont. 8:50 in the morning, 42 degrees there on the 3rd of March. You know, was February seemed like forever. It just kept going on and on and on. It's only 28 days
on. You need to come to the chocolate cave. It makes time go very quickly.
Okay, so. Tomorrow, O2 Staffing joins us, and we're hearing the latest on what's happening from the state of California and just what they're doing to make life easier on businesses and small businesses. And today we have with us Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy Magazine, and this is the largest issue ever published, and it has to do with National Women's History Month. And the cover is just outstanding. It's an update of Rosie the Riveter, who is, wasn't she from around here or something?
I think Cottonwood. We did a story about it.
That's what I thought. The only difference is that one was a photograph or was it more of a painting?
I think it was more of an art piece.
An art piece. And this one's a photograph, great photograph of a young lady and with her forearm tattooed up there, which is kind of indicative of today.
Yep.
So, it's about 124 pages.
Right. Wow. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a beast to put together. I'm telling you what.
Gosh.
It was pretty amazing.
So, if we remember when suffrage, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, but to me, the first state that allowed women to vote was the state of Wyoming.
Which blows my mind.
If you, Christina, can you look that up?
Wyoming.
First place to let women vote. I thought it was Wyoming, which was kind of strange because it was Cal, and it wasn't very populated at all. And you would
That's probably why they did it, because they were like, yeah, it make no difference.
I think it's interesting that it took 72 years of lobbying, marching, and picketing, and protesting before women won this right to vote.
Okay.
I still think it's very odd that was even a thing.
Like, I know. It's crazy.
The suffrage movement began in 1848, and it took, when was it? When did they get the right? 19th Amendment. And let me see. Anyway, but what you've got here is, I should look this up. Okay, she's writing things.
Yes, you was right. It was Wyoming in 1969.
69? No, not 69. No, 1919 maybe.
Nope. Yeah. I don't know.
So, because they had to pass the 19th Amendment.
That's and 1969 seems
no,
really...
No, it wasn't 69 because...
I'm like, my God, that was it. Like, oh, like...
that was we 50, have to go back and look at that.
That was
it was Wyoming.
That would have been 56.
So, yes, it says that when Wyoming become a state in 1890, uh-huh. they make a woman... allowed to vote immediately after they...
1890.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's go look it up. No, I guess that could be it. They became a state and women could vote in late 1890s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. But now what we're talking about, though, is this cookbook.
And yes. It all went downhill from there.
And it was a marketing plan making these cookbooks, and they were sold throughout the United States and England, and they were to raise money to support their cause of women voting. So I think it's pretty interesting that, you know, men did not want them to vote because they were afraid that it was going to take away from their household responsibilities. So if women were allowed to vote, which is just, it just blows my mind that was
so
a
weird.
Thing. Isn't that weird? Yes. So
it is kind of, it is, well,
that's
okay.
What's so important about
Wyoming,
accurate history, yeah. though, right? Because it's important to know, because like I just said, you said that about, and I can't even wrap my head around it, right? Like, it's just not a thing in my head, because I just don't know, mm-hmm. because it's not something that, how I was raised. Or
right, we were never.
That was just, it's always been, right? So to know history in that regard and to understand why is really, really amazing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what?
It was a U.S. territory in 1869, not 1969, 1869, that Wyoming's first territorial legislature voted to give women the right to vote and hold public office in 1869 in Wyoming. And then it went through the suffrage and all this.
So they were ahead of the game.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Very interesting, yeah.
You know, you would think, oh, maybe it was Southern California. No.
No, you would think it would be a very populated metropolitan movement, which it might have been,
maybe.
But so weird that it's something so
maybe
rural.
It was because women played such a huge part
in the everyday
in the
survival.
Settlement. That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
that was it. And they said, well, you know, tell my wife she's not good enough to vote. You know, no, that's
yeah.
not going to work.
Yep. Considering the fact that she built the cabin and she while bearing children and
yeah. gave birth to a child and then went out and plowed the next 40. Yeah, got it.
So it's cool. The anyway. Story has a recipe for the angel food cake from the suffrage cookbook. So
and I'm looking at that and that looks amazing.
Yeah, published in 1915.
Wow,
pretty cool. I like that.
11 eggs.
I know.
Even back then, could you imagine if you lived on your farmstead and it required 11 eggs to make this? This would be something that would be probably super cherished, right?
Right.
Because it took a lot of resources.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, that's a lot of eggs from your chickens just to make one cake.
So many things.
Nowadays, since, what is it, eggs are $7 a dozen, this cake's about $100.
Well, you know... We got, yeah, I think it was close to $7 a dozen. Linda paid more because, for some reason she got brown eggs. She got brown eggs. And I said, brown eggs and white eggs are the same. It's just what they fed. But supposedly the Trump administration they're addressing this one about importing eggs. But I heard along the border there, they were catching semis coming in here with eggs instead of fentanyl.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, they were showing prices. I mean, just across the border in Mexico, you can get a dozen eggs for, like, I think American, it's like 29 cents. I'm like, seriously?
Do you still have your chicken?
I do.
Yeah, Jenna has chickens. She gives us eggs all the time.
Yeah.
And
right now,
Linda has a friend in Pilates that, you know,
yeah.
doesn't
mine aren't
to
laying
us,
right now because I let them go through the natural. I don't keep them in light.
Oh.
So they molt, and then they stop laying during the winter. And then uh-huh. when the sun is higher in the sky, and they're like trees, you know, with like dropping their leaves, then they'll start up again. But some people, if you keep a light in their pen, so they have 24-hour light. They'll slow down, but they'll continue to lay. I let my chickens have a rest during the winter.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's where,
the,
you know, the
I don't know that it helps them, but I think that they need a little rest.
Makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got like a minute and a half. So where can we get these? Okay, you know what? If people wanted I know, just beautiful,
so
just beautiful
or
photography
enjoy the
in
view.
Here. This, you know what? I love sending this to my sister.
Yeah.
And because, you know, my mom raised us on Arizona highways.
Uh-huh.
And there's so much of this enjoy that's like that. You know, with the the imagery and the stories and the things, and
you
it's all here from
you
Northern.
You can get the magazine literally almost all over the place. I don't remember how many locations there are now, but there are a ton.
We're one of them.
Yeah.
Right here.
And you can just go to our website and look where to find us, and there's a pretty extensive list all over the North State.
Or you can get it online.
Yeah, you can read
it online.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And advertising, if you wanted to advertise in a very popular magazine.
Yep.
It's easy to
reach out to us.
Yep. So, next month, next month, April.
Is it a men's thing?
It's going to be it'll be about, it's True Grit is the theme. Uh-huh. So.
Wow, I understand now, you know, some of your stories.
So, I'm assuming that it probably will not be as big as the women. Like,
it's funny because
men
women
aren't as popular.
Women do love to be in the magazine, so that's cool.
We've got to run. So thanks so much, Rhonda and James, for being with us. Tomorrow, O2 staffing will be here, and everybody.
Miss you, Linda.
Enjoy. Yeah, honey, you're feeling better. Enjoy today, and God bless America.
My ground, and I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.